Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Loving God's Word. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Psalm 119:140. When asked to name the greatest commandment, Jesus cited Deuteronomy 6:5, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." One who loves God must surely also love His Word. God has given the Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments as the primary means to know God. Those who love God's pure Word respond to it in obedience and faith. James instructed believers, "Be doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." One who loves the Lord and His Word should realize that whenever the Bible says something that a reader may find unsettling, it is because humans fail to understand the infinite wisdom of God. The Lord explained this through the prophet Isaiah. "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." One foundational point at which people often fail to trust God's Word concerns the timing of creation. The first example of faith given in Hebrews 11 is through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. One who truly believes that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, must also accept the chronological information the Bible provides. These data indicate that Abraham lived about 2,000 years after creation, making the earth around 6,000 years old, not billions of years, as secular scientists claim. Christians should be known for taking God at His word and living in obedience to it.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.